Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You know, a lot of people have, they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So, no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely f***ing no one. We're the double champs. We do what the f*** we want. Let's go!
Sam Bennett gets another MVP for his performance yesterday. He took it from Paul Maurice, who had it the year before. It was just outstanding. I just love when guys are throwing down beers. I do. And Reinhardt, the rest of them, they weren't feeling any pain. And good for them, man. Long season. It's a time to celebrate. And I'm getting to think nobody celebrates like those guys do. Those guys get after it, and boy, do they get the crowd involved. I don't know what the final number was. I heard 200,000 people up and down the beach, both sides of the street. But what a hell of a party, man. I always wonder what it would look like on A1A in Broward County, and it looks pretty damn good. So nice party there. God, three straight Stanley Cups. They've won 11 of 12 rounds in the playoffs. Woody, that's like they've won 11 playoff games. You know, it's a best of seven. It's different in the NFL, obviously, one and done or one and move on. But, man, a lot of winning. A lot of winning 3 years. And the group they have tied them up, getting ready. I'm guessing Sam Bennett deal is going to get done. I'm guessing Ekblad's kind of made it clear he'd like to stay here too. And we hope Marchand can come back. We love that. By the way, did you see all the kids there? They're throwing F-bombs, all the kids there. That's where my wife usually like, really? Did you forget there's kids here, dummy? But they're having a blast, man. And the wives got up there. They were celebrating and girlfriends and so really cool stuff. Really, really cool stuff across the board. Congratulations to the Panthers and to Broward County for throwing one hell of a party yesterday. Fort Lauderdale threw themselves one heck of a party. Oklahoma City last night took care of the other sport as they win in Game 7. And SGA gets the MVP award and the regular season award. So good stuff. I like that guy, man. I know he doesn't talk much. He's all business for such a young guy, but very likable guy as a leader of that very young team that they have. And boy, tell you what, Woody, thing might not be done for them with that young group they put together. A lot of draft picks. A lot of those guys are when they had all those draft picks and being able to bring SGA in through a trade to get him. And my God. I'm guessing the Clippers had no idea he was going to be this good. Is that fair to say? They had no idea that he was going to average 32 points or 33 points a game in the regular season. And looked pretty damn good when he had to. Taking over that key game in Indy for that win was fantastic. All right. So anyway, we now move on to what's left for the Miami Dolphins. What's left to do. I get the culture thing. I honestly, it's about wins now. I hope the guys like each other. I hope the older guys help the young guys. I hope the guys have gotten an early jump, the young guys, and understand it's a great opportunity. If they do play a lot of young guys, I don't have a problem with it. I don't. If it's a guy at the end of his career trying to get one more year in, or a young guy with a chance to play for the first time that you think can play, then go with the young guy. Go with the young guy. And if that means we have to have four or five draft picks play, including a couple of guys are expected to start, like your first and second round picks, that's great. I had no problem with that. But this thing's not going to be, once this thing starts, team building and all that stuff. That stuff kind of comes together. You have great leadership or you don't. You can't make a guy a leader. And you can't force a guy that's always late, the guy that's making all the mistakes, can't be the leader of your team. You just can't. You can tell me, and maybe they can change. But those guys aren't usually the guys that are leaders of the team. Those guys aren't late for meetings. Those guys show up. Those guys spend extra time with young guys. And those guys hang around. And they don't mind being at camp early and leaving late. And if you got guys leaving early and making excuses why they have to go and you catch them in lies and stuff like that, then you got problems. But all that's really going to matter at the is how many games they win. We can talk about guys you hope have good seasons or play well, or but it's about wins. That's it. Nobody's going to hear about injury bug. Nobody's going to want to hear. Everybody's going to be talking about W's and L's. That's all. That's what it – once we get past the mini camp, that was the time to do team building and spend time together. You have another camp to do it as it gets more serious and you have some preseason games. And then it's right into the season. It's going to be right into a season with and we'll go and we'll find out what it looks like. And fixing a running game and getting a passing game down the field. And is your secondary going to be good enough? Do you trust your safeties? Not a lot of experience in the secondary, really, except for Kader Kohou. That's it. That's really it. I know you signed some free agents who have played some. Don't get me wrong. They've played and they've got some starts, but they don't have a whole bunch of playing time, starting playing time to be. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And that's all that matters. Nothing else. All this other stuff, the being late, not being late, or whatever we're going to find out doesn't. I think Mike's made his point. I don't think it's been a great look for Mike sitting there talking about, like, we've had this problem and now it's become whatever, such a problem that you have to bring it up. I'd rather it just, if guys aren't going to do it your way, get rid of them. And if they do it your way and you know, you're happy with it, then great. But this Tyreek stuff, you know, I just want to see him catching passes. I don't want to see him doing anything else. He's going to talk. There's no way. I mean, he's going to say things, and he's not done, and he has already, you know, getting going, doesn't like Buffalo, says they're basically afraid to play him man-to-man. I'm trying to think of a nice way to say it, Woody. I'm trying to, without saying anything crazy. But look, it, if you don't have guys that can run with him, and they have found a way to basically not allow him to have huge games against them. They have figured out how to drop back, take away the middle of the field, take away the outside, not play it loose, and keep him from not having big games. So why would they change? You think you're going to change the way they play against us? I don't think so. Not with the record they have. Not what Josh Allen's been able to do. 13-2 versus the Dolphins. 13-2, one playoff win, by the way, if you're wondering where that extra game came in. He wasn't injured, just one extra game. They played three times one year. But outside of all this other stuff, if they add a veteran, great. If they don't, I don't really care at this point. I think they need to for experience. You like a guy out there that would be a good team guy and help young guys. But got to get the Jalen Ramsey thing is done. You got to find him a new home. I don't know. Are the offers going to get a lot better? I know you still have a month left. And by the way, he's talking about where he wants to go and he'd like to go to the West Coast. Jalen, they're getting rid of you. They put you wherever they want. You're under contract. Doesn't matter. They're not trying to put you on a contender. They're looking to get the best offer with somebody, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it happens to be the Rams, who keep being mentioned with, you know, a second go-around with Jalen Ramsey last time they won a championship. But Chris's job is not to make sure you're happy. Oh, is it, Jalen, does this work? I mean, things got to be real bad. That, what was it, 2 months ago now? Chris Greer goes, oh, no, he wants to be here, but now we're going to move on from Jalen. And the news broke that Jalen Ramsey didn't want to be here. And so now both sides are saying, well, I don't want to be. Well, we don't want you. And no, we don't want him here. No, I don't want to be there. And back and forth. So, and you might have to throw some money in to do it. I don't know salary cap situation of every team out there. He can help a lot of teams win. He's going to make you better. Jalen Ramsey didn't all of a sudden become a horrible player. Hell, he's actually a real physical player. I thought Jalen Ramsey would be really good at about this point in his career moving to safety, where you can play safety and yet you can still cover in the slot and some of that stuff, or even outside. I thought somebody brought that up, and I went, man, that's pretty good, because he's physical. He'll hit you. He'll come up and hit you. And you got to get Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer extensions. If you're serious about winning this year, you need both those guys. You need a really good pass receiving tight end, and he's really good. And Zach Sealer, honestly, especially after you drafted three guys to play around him, Zach Sealer, who's your MVP last year and one of your two or three best players on your team, back-to-back double-digit sack seasons, you need him. You need him a lot, and he's really good with young guys. So that's where you are. By the way, Woody, you know the other crazy thing? How about all these pass rushers trying to get these contracts done? Parsons, Hendrickson, and Watt, all not showing, want to get paid. Won't be a camp. What are you going to pay Micah Parsons, by the way? $40 million? More? He can be making quarterback money here pretty soon. Now, all of a sudden, the pass rushers are going to get paid. Trey Hendrickson, what's he going to get paid? T.J. Watt, who's already over 100 sacks in his career, what's he going to get paid for Pittsburgh? Going to be an interesting one, for sure, to see what happens between now and the start. And then, I always love it. I never understand this. So, you get towards the end of camp, and then all these deals get done, and you're like, so now they've missed all this camp stuff, or they don't do a lot of the drills, so now they're not completely ready to go for the opener. Like, why not get these deals done earlier? Dallas are worse at it. Dallas waits till guys are like, you could have got them a lot cheaper if you had assigned them a lot earlier than this, and now, you know, all these guys getting paid more and more and more, he's going to want to be the highest paid of all of them. So that's what Jerry Jones has done to himself. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got more stuff to get to here this morning. We'll hear from Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel with all the news and everything going on here in South Florida with the Dolphins, with the Miami Heat, and, of course, with the Florida Panthers and their championship parade yesterday. Unbelievable. Never gets old. You know why they don't get old? Because we don't have that many of them. So these back-to-back with the Panthers have been fantastic. Just really fun watching that thing yesterday. Hey, Beverly's Jewelers, fun. Fun when you got a big occasion coming up, like a birthday, anniversary, any special occasion. Beverly's Jewelers has been my jeweler for more than 30 years. They have an incredible offer you don't want to miss. I tell everybody, if you get a chance, just because I saw it on Amanda, get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. So you think what I'm thinking about getting engaged, right? Need a diamond ring, and I just brought up $3,999 for this ring, which is unbelievable. But Don't take a picture. Go in and see it in person. You're going to love it, and she's going to love it too. You can get all shapes and larger size available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal's a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Man, I trust Beverly's Jewels and have for a long time. I've known Jeff and Amanda and the whole family for a long, long time. Hell, I know the grandkids. I got Cam the man with me all the time. And I got to tell you, I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and I know you can too. In Fort Lauderdale, off Commercial Boulevard, or online at bevjewelers.com. Get an idea of some of the things they have for you that really fit your needs when you really need that special gift. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Joe, we're going to do our giveaway here.
All right.
We got the Marlins, and they are having their third annual Red, White, and Brew Party. They will host the Brewers on July the 4th, Lone Depot Park. We'll go caller number four since it's July 4th, so we'll mix it up a little bit. 305-567-0560, we'll get you in.
4th of July does own baseball. They own that. They're no fighting over that one. That's Boy, I watched, hey, Woody, got to tell you, man, watched a lot of San Francisco Giant baseball. If you're out there, by the way, you see the crowds there getting, oh, God, they're back, man. They're winning. They're 10 games over 500.
Don't see what crowds they're getting.
No, I know you don't. You don't pay attention.
What? What, you think a lot of people down here watch that?
No, I was just making
a point.
The
game's on at like 10 o'clock at night?
No, they're late. They are late. I get it.
People, the MLB package, like to watch media.
Well, Marlins baseball. Are getting ready. The reason I brought it up, okay, Marlins are getting ready to play the San Francisco Giants tomorrow for three on the road, followed by Arizona before coming back home, take on the Twins, and then the Brewers on the 4th of July. So anyway, we got all that. And then on top of that, the Kevin Durant coming. All right, we got a chance to get Kevin Durant. No. He's going to the Rockets. So they're going to make some moves. They're not coming back with the same group. I think we all got a pretty good idea who they would like to get rid of, if they can, and who they'd like to keep. I think Barry and everybody else been all over this and who they want. Iris had a lot of good stuff on this as well with Wiggins and Rozier. If anybody's interested, you could have them. I think Hawkes is in there too after a rough second year, which saw him a big part of the rotation in his rookie year to lose a lot of playing time last year. And then the 20th pick for, I guess, the right player, Woody, I'm guessing, would be thrown in there as well with the right player and something that you might be interested in throwing in there if you really liked them. But the Kevin Durant deal and now going to Houston. I'm always curious. I know Kevin Durant scores a lot of points, did not move the needle in Arizona. They just did not have great success.
Doesn't move the needle anywhere.
Well, that's not true.
Golden State would have won without him. It's not like they needed him.
They wouldn't have. I don't know if they would have.
Oh, okay.
When he was the MVP of that
series.
Yeah,
or they win 90 games here before.
You don't know. Like, you act like every guy in the league scores 27 points.
What's the difference?
Game.
He's not coming here anyway.
No, I know. But you've been ripping him even before. You've been ripping him the last few months.
I'm not entirely sure Houston got the better end of that trade.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Yes, we will. We will see.
He has one thing going against him there, Jerky, that he is 37 years old. And Father Time will win. It's win on everybody but LeBron James. It's winning. LeBron has found a way to keep this thing going. By the way, did you see the price tag on some of these teams? Good God, $10 billion
for
the Lakers?
Seems reasonable.
God. $10 billion. All these teams.
We're talking about last week. I don't know where you ranked the Lakers, but that's got to be one of the most recognizable brands
yes.
in the world.
Yep. That was done long before LeBron got
yes,
there.
Yes, I know. Yes, I'm aware of that, yes.
They've had
I know they've had some good players over the years.
They don't take a back seat to too many teams when you look at the players they've had. Even though they haven't won as many championships as you thought because Boston and Bill Russell's teams kind of dominated them there, even with Wilt and Jerry West and some of the other guys they had didn't win as much as everybody thought. They did get one. But then Kobe and Shaq got it going in there, and we're able to get some wins. But I tell you, man, the price. I'll tell you what, Stephen Ross, I remember like yesterday, he bought that thing for $1.1 billion. And everybody went, oh, my God, what was he thinking? Oh, my God, Wayne Huizenga, just, oh, man. For what Wayne paid him, what he ended up selling it for? Now they're talking about Stephen Ross and that whole property, mostly the F1, the stadium, and the NFL, worth $10 billion. Property, stadium, Miami Dolphins, and that F1 race is worth $10 billion plus. That's incredible. How's that for a little 1.1 investment plus upgrades? Plus upgrades. He called one of the greatest investments he's ever made. The guy's been a developer, knows a thing or two. Developing half of
he's good at investing. Palm. Yeah, we just need to figure out.
Got to get this thing figured out, Woody. I'm with you, brother.
Yeah.
I know. You're right. And it's fair.
We'll get there someday.
Man. You hope that. So, I got a call and somebody asked me, "You seem like you've been kind of down on the team." And I said back, "Well, most everybody's a little down on the team." I give you a list if you want to go through it, but I'm also looking forward. Like everybody, to now the young movement that you've made, that we're going to play a lot of young guys. Great. Probably should have done it before. Tried a lot of different ways to get this to work. And so we made a decision to keep certain guys and let one guy go, Jalen Ramsey, big name guy, big guarantee contract, who you gave a 2-year extension to of guaranteed money. I think, by the way, the schedule's very friendly. I know everybody's going to be better, and there'll be some surprises of teams that you thought were going to be bad and are going to be good, and the other way, like the 49ers last year. Thought the 49ers, when we had them on the schedule, that they were going to be a team that was going to go deep into the playoffs, and they weren't very good. They were banged up and just not a very good team. So, but are you, can you catch up to Kansas City? Can you catch up to Buffalo? Can you catch up to the Baltimore Ravens? I think Bills and Ravens are going to be really good. Kansas City always seems to find a way to be really good, and they got their receivers all back. What is it? Rashee Rice is back this year, right, from his thing?
Yeah, we'll see.
He's
a street racer, right? Isn't that his thing?
Well, I don't know if he's does he still like now that do they wait? I don't know how that works. I guess when you're injured, they can't suspend you. That's not really a suspension.
I don't know anymore.
I don't
man.
Know either.
They seem to make these things up as they go with these off the field things.
Well, he was going to get some type of suspension for what
you would think, but yeah, I don't know.
He's really lucky that somebody didn't die in that.
Yeah.
That would have.
Yeah, maybe Shedeur Sanders could take a look at what happened to that guy.
Woody, man, I'm
what an idiot,
you.
By the way.
I don't get flying around cities, man. I don't get it.
You're under a microscope. Like, he's got to know that. He can't be that stupid.
It's
but he can't be that stupid, Joe. You just plummeted in the draft because people said all these things about you, and you're proving them right.
Right.
And is speeding the end of the world? I mean, maybe not, but yeah, when you kill someone, then it is, because you're driving 100 miles an hour in a 60.
You look like what people, like a spoiled kid.
Yes.
What he's been accused of, and then, you know, people get after, and it's just...
There's a realistic chance he doesn't make an NFL roster.
Well, it won't be because of that. It'll be because
I don't
of
think
how
that helps.
He plays. No, it doesn't help. No,
I certainly don't think it helps if, like, all things equal, you know, they go, wow, this guy can't control himself.
Right. No. If it's close, they'll take a look at
if he can't make the Cleveland roster, he might be screwed.
Don't you think?
Obviously, a lot of teams passed on him.
Don't you think he'd be on somebody's practice squad?
I don't know, man. The entire league passed on him for 5 rounds.
No, you're right.
For a guy that was in the running for the top pick with Cam Ward at the beginning of the college football season.
Yeah, but that wasn't the league talking. That was all the outsiders / insiders, right?
He's a flashy name, no question.
Because some of those guys from ESPN at the draft were still carrying on, like Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper wouldn't let it go. He wasn't going to let that thing go. He was going to, like, hey.
We may not get a chance to see this guy play.
The league is stupid.
There's a realistic chance he never plays it down in a meaningful game. Joey's the fourth guy on their depth chart.
I know he is. I know where he is. I know they drafted another guy before him from Oregon.
Yeah. How is Joe Flacco still in the league, by the way? He's on that team, too.
Joe Flacco.
Was he 50?
I don't know, but he seems...
He might beat out Brady for oldest quarterback.
He comes off the couch, man, and he wins games.
He does. Yeah.
He wins some games. Now, I'm not saying every week, but...
No, his arm still works.
There's a lot of teams. A lot of teams, Woody, that are going to be... We'll get into it tomorrow, but a lot of teams that... Starting with the Colts, who you open with, I don't know.
Someone said, by the way, we were talking about this while you were gone, because Henry Ruggs is like, I think he's getting some kind of release or something or other. And they go, has anyone learned from him?
How many years did he get? How many years has it been?
It was only like 3 or 4, I think, something like that. Not enough.
I saw he did a big apology.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, I'm sure that makes it all better.
Well, I got to tell you, that's head-scratching. And if that's not a lesson for everybody, and that was through downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the speed. What was it? It was way over 100 miles an hour.
It must have been. But that's why, like, you shouldn't, you know, it's amazing. These guys like Shador Sanders, like, just don't get it.
Yeah, there's.
Like, you're under the microscope, man. You're famous. Like, why not just try not to get in trouble?
Right.
For the few months between.
Woody, I don't know, man.
Draft and camp.
I'm sure there are a lot of teams, what you said, going, sure glad I didn't have to, we made a good decision on that one.
Yeah.
Have to worry about a quarterback driving 100 miles an hour and a guy that, yeah, it's not a good look.
It's just
look.
A stupid look.
And then what? We found out it was another one too?
Yeah, there were two of them.
I haven't seen 100 miles an hour. I've seen 80 and 85. Can't lie to you, Woody. I've seen 80, 85, but never seen that.
Someone said rip Zach Edey for going 100 in a Kia. I don't know if he did that or not, but either way, driving 100 miles an hour makes you a douchebag.
Yes.
I'm sorry, man. You're putting everyone else around you at risk. You lose control of your car.
Doesn't every place have – do we have a place down here you can go real fast? They tell you
like
you can take
a racetrack?
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah, I-95.
I'm not talking about 95. Like 4 in the morning when somebody flies by you?
Yeah.
We got some hundreds going into work on the turnpike.
Yes, every morning, sure.
Somebody's flying by, man.
Yeah.
You look, you're going, wow.
And then they kill someone and they get charged.
Yeah.
They go to prison.
It's empty. It's empty in the morning, Woody.
Oh, jeez. Good. Wide open road.
Hey, we got more stuff here before. You've been all over the Shador Sanders thing, I take it.
It's just pure stupidity.
Yeah. It's one that,
you know.
I'm guessing his father's made a few calls to him about that. Hey, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us. We're going to talk about all these things going on here in South Florida. Kind of a busy time right now, so he'll join us about that. And by the way, before we do, have you been to the Elbow Room? Huh? Because I got to tell you, the Panthers must own a piece of that Elbow Room. Did spend a lot of my young life at the Elbow Room myself. Been around for a long time. But the big winner yesterday, except the Panthers, the Elbow Room, and Bo's Beach House. Also getting a lot of pub yesterday. Hey, guys, I want to take a second here to talk to you about when real life hits you hard and you're going through some tough times for whatever reason, job, marriage, just things just don't seem to be going your way right now. Anxiety, depression, maybe the drinking's gotten a little out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. A lot of guys go through it. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale, these folks get it. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse, led by great doctors, expert doctors, and therapists who build a plan around you, inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. Most insurance is accepted. Hey, if you need a reset right now, Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.